Good morning, cold water swimmers. It's Fernando here filling in, I guess, for Elizabeth, because she'll be away for a while. I'm just arriving at the lighter now, and everything looks very quiet. The skies are grey, but not too grey, not too low. And look, who's here? Morning, Madge. So it could be a wonderful looking day in a few hours. It could be a complete crap day. We don't know, but it's not remarkable. It's not cold. It's not hot. Coming up to the gate, let's check what the temperature of the water is. The board says, warning, frost, slippery, the water 3 degrees. Great. No problem there. Morning, guys. And I'm off to sign up and get my kit off and get in the water. See you guys later.
So these three particular filters, they're for the shallow end. If you look behind you, that's the circulation pumps at the shallow end.
That's a mighty looking pump. All right, so we're in the filter room at the Tooting Lighter, and they're like three huge tanks the size of, I don't know, petrol tanker things. And that's just for the shallow end.
That's the shallow end. And if you come through here,
and there's a back room where the filters for the deep end are. Which in, well, they're two big enormous pumps, yeah, about the size of the other ones.
Circulation pump for the deep end.
All right. Fabulous. And presumably they swallow a lot of leaves and stuff. Where do you clean that up?
In there, there's a great big metal mesh. It's called a strainer basket. So to clear that out, what you need to do is turn the circulation off, unbolt it, take the mesh out, clean it.
Oh, they're pretty serious bolts too.
Put it back in, obviously, da-da-da-da, and then re-kick it over.
You ever found any weird stuff in there?
No.
Nothing like people's gold chains or...
No, nothing like that. No, it's just mainly leaves.
Oh, well. Here's hoping.
Yeah.
It's only been... How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. Not much time.
Not much.
Wow. How much chlorine does this operation take?
That's kind of difficult to answer. We're constantly running at 2 parts per million chlorine in the water.
How much water there is?
Yeah,
is there?
A million gallons.
A million gallons of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's...
So obviously when it's really sunny and when there's a lot of people in the pool, we use more detergent. It's not chlorine, it's a detergent.
All right.
Okay, everyone knows it's chlorine because originally it used to be chlorine gas. But it's not now. We use a chemical called sodium hypochlorite, and we use hydrochloric acid as a pH buffer, which is standard in the industry now.
All right. And I'm sure somebody must have asked you this before. What would it take to heat a million gallons of water?
No idea. None whatsoever. No idea whatsoever.
Has there been no plans in the past? Nobody has even...
Oh, in the past, yeah. If you speak to South London Swimming Club, what they've intended to do in the past was close off the... shallow end, they put an actual false wall to, so what they're actually doing is reducing the size of the pool by closing off the shallow end, and then that shallow end space looking at heating.
Wow.
But that was not taken up. That wasn't taken up.
It's not the ethos of the place, is it? Yeah. It's a very clever marketing ploy as well to keep it as the cold water swimming home of Europe. I was watching this thing on the internet, looking at Siberian guys.
Now these, if you wanna, I don't know if you wanna put that back on or if it's still on, but the filters themselves are, they have sand in the middle of it. They have 6 different grades of sand, right? So the water comes in from the top, goes onto the finished sand, and as it's going through, it's going, the grade is getting thicker and thicker, and then it goes back through the pool. That's the best type of filter you can get. You can get other types of filters, but the sand is always the best type of filters. Every 10 years, that sand needs to be taken out. Inside of the filter needs to be watertight again, because there's a lot of oxygenation going on there. There's a lot of oxygen going in there. So that needs to be re-cleaned, and then new sand needs to be put in. And the way they get in is through these little cubby holes.
Uh-huh.
So it's basically midgets going in there and cleaning it all out.
They look fairly sealed. Each of the cubby holes has something like 30 bolts.